This is An Invitation to Worship, an inside look at this Sunday's gospel reading with Bishop Gregory Parks, Bishop of the Diocese of St. Petersburg.
Unless you've been totally disconnected and off the grid for the last couple of years, you know that our country and the world has been under a great deal of stress and conflict. You can barely watch the news or go onto the internet and not see violent and chaotic encounters between individuals, groups, and institutions. With cell phone cameras everywhere, there is no privacy, and nothing seems to be off limits. There was a time, not too long ago, when things seemed to be more civil and less confrontational. This weekend's Gospel from Matthew finds Jesus explaining to the disciples how to handle disputes and disagreements. He breaks it down to three levels of appeal, one-on-one, then with two or three, and then the church. Our Lord understood that there would be disagreements even within the church community, and so he provided practical advice for solving such conflicts. But it was always done in a spirit of prayer, a spirit of love, compassion, wisdom, and understanding, which are all virtues and gifts of the Spirit. In today's world and in our lives, many of our disagreements lack compassion, wisdom, or understanding. It often appears as if there's no love, respect, or tolerance for another's viewpoint. In fact, it can become downright uncharitable, as the anonymity of the internet and social media fuel this attitude. As Christians, we're called to follow a different path and to adopt a different way of living and engaging with others, including those with whom we disagree. Yes, we should always stand strong in our faith and in our moral convictions, but we should also treat others with charity and respect and engage with them in civil dialogue and out of concern for their salvation. By doing so, we follow the example that Jesus gave us. I'm Bishop Gregory Parks, inviting you to worship with us this weekend.
To find a local Catholic church, visit tampabaycatholic.org.